Well, we have a guest joining us on the phone this morning. Rick Burns joins us, representing the Atlantic Rotary Club today. Rick, how are you?
I'm doing fantastic. How about you?
Well, good. You sound distant today.
I am. I'm in Fort Leavenworth, Kansas.
You're a little further away than normal.
Right,
What's going on down there?
Well, I'm just, I'm working for the Army down here, so.
Okay.
We've got a military appreciation event coming up, a lunch coming up on next Tuesday, the 6th of November.
Yeah, the Rotary Club has started doing that a few years ago with a military appreciation opportunity. And is that something you helped to spearhead?
Yeah, well, they've been doing this for many years now, the Rotary Club has. And it's just a good opportunity to invite our veterans out, let them have a good lunch. We have a nice program planned with Major General retired John Peppers from Exira. He'll be speaking at the event, and it's a good opportunity to have a good lunch and enjoy the fellowship of other veterans and be appreciated by the Rotary Club.
I bet you get some good stories once in a while when you get some veterans together.
Oh, I'm sure, yes, always. Everybody had the same drill sergeant.
Yeah, that's right. I'm sure they probably did. Well, good. Now, do they have to call ahead and reserve space or make reservations or anything?
Yeah, I'd appreciate it if they just kind of RSVP to me. It's Rick Burns. And my cell phone number is 712-249-7435. The event is at the Heritage House there in Atlantic. As I said, next Tuesday, the 6th of November, from 12 to 1 o'clock. Like I said, it'll be a nice, the Heritage House always does a great job for our lunches. So it'll be well worth it just for lunch. And then we also have the opportunity of listening to Major General Peppers present or speak to us at that time as well.
Do you know what his presentation will be about?
I really don't, actually. I probably should, but I don't. But I've heard him speak in the past, and he does a very, very good job of speaking and, as I said, providing some appreciation for our veterans. You know, we'll be pulling out of Afghanistan in 2014, and for the last decade, our military folks have been kind of in the front and center with the wars that have been going on and so forth. It's been very easy to appreciate them because they've been there. As we move into another period in the history of our country, as we move out of war here in the next year or so, it'll be all the more important that we have these opportunities to remember those who served and when it's not quite so up in front of us.
Absolutely. Can you talk a little bit about your service? Because I know you've been pretty active.
Well, I did a couple of trips to Iraq, and then I did a civilian trip over the Department of Army to Afghanistan here about a year and a half or so ago. Those were wonderful opportunities for me. A lot of folks have kind of thanked me, but I work with some incredible folks over there, both in the military as well as Iraqis, and it was a great opportunity to be involved with the things we were involved with over there.
Well, and didn't it lead you to start a foundation to help some folks out as well?
Yeah, actually, we've got it's called the Karana Project. We're actually looking at putting on a nonprofit conference here next March. Where we're going to invite in small nonprofits that are doing some very passionate about the work that they're doing in both Afghanistan and Iraq. And then we're also working with the district council that I worked with in Baghdad in 2008. We're planning on bringing some of those folks over at the end of next year to have a conference where they can kind of share some ideas. So we can share some ideas with them. They can share some ideas with us about governance and nonprofits and civil society and all those kinds of things that are that oftentimes we take for granted but that are developing in other parts of the world. These folks that, again, I work with in Iraq are absolutely some of the best people I've ever met in my life. They are people that are passionate about making Iraq a better place, and they're also passionate about, helping their country to be a place that where peace is enjoyed and where good governance as we appreciate in our country here. So some great things happening all over the place.
You know, and that's the thing, Rick. Sometimes folks who are not serving or have not served in the military and only see it from a distance, you know, they see weapons on their back. They think of a fighting force, and that's not necessarily what it's always about. We're always working to help others.
Yeah, and this is particularly as it relates to the military. You know, we see things spike when bad things happen, when we make mistakes, and our, you know, our military folks oftentimes do make mistakes. We're not perfect. But those are the things that spike, and it kind of ignores literally the thousands and thousands of acts of kindness that our young soldiers that weren't trained for the kinds of things that we were doing necessarily exhibited on a daily basis to Iraqis and Afghans. It's been an incredible experience for me just to watch how our young Americans have comported themselves in places, very dangerous places, and then exhibited great compassion in the midst of great chaos and when people were trying to kill them, you know, their response to that oftentimes was greater compassion. And so it's been a privilege for me to be associated with a lot of these, particularly our young enlisted soldiers and military folks and our junior officers, and you know, just watching how they've been able to, like I said, just do some incredible things that they weren't necessarily trained for in our military schools.
Well, and these are some of these experiences that you have, the things that you see, the people you're able to help, you know, sometimes the circumstances you're put in. These are all things that no matter how far back they were, they're life-changing. It's hard to get rid of all of those experiences and memories, whether it was, you know, here in the current Afghanistan, the Middle East theater, or if it was, you know, Korea or Vietnam or World War II, what have you. You know, these are life-changing experiences. When you get these veterans together, like I say, it's very interesting to listen to some of the stories and just to see some of those experiences come out.
Yeah, and as I said, I had very, very positive experiences when I was in Iraq. All my guys always came back and so forth. There are others who've had some very devastating things happen and been in some very, very gruesome and terrible places and experiences and so forth. And, you know, oftentimes can't really relate to a lot of those things, and I think that's why it's all the more important that we remember these and don't forget necessarily how terrible war is or the contributions that people have made. Now, I'll just add this too, and this is particularly personal for me in the sense that families are oftentimes kind of overlooked in this whole thing, but you know, my wife and my five kids sacrificed probably in greater measure than I did. You know, being deployed and so forth. And I think a lot of times we don't really give our families the due credit they deserve for the sacrifices they make while these things are happening and while, you know, military folks are called away and so forth.
Yeah, there's a big support system there.
Yeah, absolutely.
Very big. And the mere fact that you and I are able to sit here and visit today and have this discussion is all thanks to the folks who allow us to continue to live our lives the way we do. And that's why we have these appreciation opportunities. And with Veterans Day coming up here very soon, it's a good time to do that. So give them again the information on the Rotary Club's Military Appreciation Lunch.
It's 6th of November. It's next Tuesday. I think, fittingly enough, it's on the day that we elect our government leaders. I think it's altogether fitting and appropriate we do it on that day. It wasn't by design, but I think it's a very good thing that it does. But it's the 6th of November next Tuesday at the Heritage House from 12 to 1 p.m. And if somebody is interested, just give me a quick call at 712-249-7435. We'd be happy to have anybody that's interested come and visit and have a meal and enjoy the fellowship of fellow veterans.
And that's free for those folks?
That's absolutely free.
Very good. Again, that number is 712-249-7435. Contact Rick, and he'll get you on the RSVP list for that particular day. Again, November 6th, coming up soon at lunchtime at noon at the Heritage House. Well, Rick, thanks a lot. Appreciate all that you do, and we appreciate the appreciation lunch as well. Chance to say thanks to a lot of folks.
Well, we look forward to it. Look forward to it every year.